Today our reading is from the Gospel according to John chapter 6, and we'll be reading verses 24 through 35. John 6, 24 through 35. With God's word open before us, I invite you to bow your heads in prayer. Almighty God, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be in your presence again today. Thank you for your body, the church. Thank you that we can gather as your people. And Lord, I know that we all come for different reasons. Maybe we are here because we simply can't stay away. Maybe we are here because it's such a joy to be in church and in your presence. Maybe we've joined online because we want to be encouraged and uplifted. Or maybe we are here out of reluctance, but we're here anyway. You know why, God, you've brought us together today. And I trust that you have a purpose for each and every one of us, and that you want to speak to us individually through your word and your message to us today. And so my prayer is simply that we will be open to receive your grace, open to receive your word, open to be changed by your spirit, open to put into practice whatever it is we gain from your message today. And we pray this in the name of Jesus, the bread of life. Amen. So John 6, verses 24 through 35. And this is just after Jesus fed the 5,000 people with the loaves and the fish, if you remember that story. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" And Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So, a lot of things have changed in the way food is being prepared and delivered to us. Over the past century, our eating and drinking have really been transformed by innovation. Food delivery, by the way, began in 1922. A Chinese restaurant in Los Angeles started a system where you can order food by telephone and have it delivered. And now food delivery is a $43 billion business in the United States. Then drive-through restaurants appeared in 1948. In-N-Out Burger allowed people to order and pick up food without ever leaving the car. And today, up to 70% of fast food sales are drive-through. And even businesses like Starbucks and Chipotle are in on the act. Molecular gastronomy was developed in 1987. Don't ask me to explain it to you, okay? But it's a microbiologist made ice cream with liquid nitrogen and invented the popular treat Dippin' Dots. Don't know if you've ever had that. And now today, robots have become the latest innovation in eating. Chowbotics is a salad maker. The robot counts calories, deliver precise options, and serve up vibrant, forward-thinking food. And then Cafe X is a robotic coffee bar. It says, never wait in line again. Order from our app and pick up your drink in seconds. And of course, Domino's Pizza has announced that it will be testing delivery via self-driving cars. Customers grab their order from the back, reports Fast Company. No human interaction necessary. Excuse me. But that's kind of creepy, isn't it? No human interaction necessary. In a way, Jesus was a true innovator in the world of eating, but he always had a human touch. In all four Gospels, Jesus feeds 5,000 people by the Sea of Galilee. With just 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, he creates a meal in which everyone gets as much as they want, and all are satisfied. I guess you could say that's not molecular gastronomy, that's miraculous gastronomy. And then here in the Gospel of John, in our scripture reading for today, Jesus warns the crowd not to focus too much on the bread that he had just given them. He says, don't work for food that spoils. Don't waste your energy, you know, striving for perishable food like that. Work for food that gives eternal life. So work for the food that always stays good and gives eternal life. And then he says, the Son of Man will give you this food because God the Father has given him the right to do so. And so the people are curious about this food that never spoils, this food that endures for eternal life. And they're wondering what in the world Jesus is talking about. Is he speaking about easy to store or vacuum sealed food? Is that what he's talking about? Not exactly. You see, the people in Galilee have already experienced innovations in eating. Not drive-through restaurants or food delivered to your doorstep, but miraculous bread that comes from heaven. When Jesus talked about this new kind of bread, they said, after all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. The scriptures say Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat. And of course, Jesus knows all about this manna-style bread, but he wants to introduce them to something new. And so he says, I tell you the truth. Moses didn't give you the bread from heaven. My Father did. And now He offers you the true bread from heaven. He says, yeah, the bread from heaven is great, but it's not as awesome as the true bread from heaven. An even bigger innovation is coming. Thus, the real significance is not that Moses gave you bread from heaven. The real significance is that God the Father is right now offering you bread from heaven. And this bread is the real bread. And so Jesus says to them in verse 33, the true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. It says, I'm talking about heavenly bread, not bread that simply fills your stomachs. Jesus says, I'm talking about a kind of bread that gives life to the world. And you won't find this kind of bread on the menu at Panera. So it's not a surprise, you know, how people respond to this. They jumped at that. And the people said in verse 34, Sir, give us this bread always. Give us this bread now and forever. This is the kind of bread we're looking for. I mean, I can understand their hunger, but I wonder if they really knew what they were requesting. What exactly is this bread of God that gives life to the world? It's not a loaf as we know it. It's not a type of bread made by a robot. It's not the bread Annalise and I bake in our new bread machine. It's not something that is delivered by a driverless car. No, this bread of God is nothing less than Jesus himself. He says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. So Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I would say that this is the greatest innovation, the greatest of all innovations in eating. The appearance of Jesus as the bread of life. Because for the first time in history, we are able to receive the true bread from heaven, the bread which gives life to the world, the bread that satisfies our deepest hunger and thirst. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the one who gives life to the world. But what does that mean? What does it mean for Jesus to give life to the world? So I want to go a little deeper and see what that means. Because the answer to this question is both universal and it's very personal. It's universal and it's personal. And both levels are equally important, by the way. After all, like I said in my children's message, bread is a universal food, right? It's available almost anywhere in the world. And it's also very personal in the sense that it appears in many different forms in a variety of cultures. You get pitas and you get baguettes and you get tortillas and you get Wonder Bread. Have you ever had Wonder Bread? The kind of bread that you wonder afterwards, is this really bread? So let's first look at Jesus, the bread of life, on a universal level. Jesus is the Word of God in human form. You see, this bread of life is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God in human form. And as God's Word, He existed in the beginning with God. John says in chapter 1 of his gospel, He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. So John tells us that all things, that everything came into being through Him, through Jesus. Whether you are pondering the Big Bang or the creation of life on planet Earth, it is important to realize that Jesus was there. Sometimes, you know, we think of Jesus only as someone who was born at Christmas time into this world and lived on Earth for 33 years, and that's it. But He has existed with God the Father forever, and everything has come into being through Him, including life. The Apostle Paul says the same thing in his letter to the Colossians. He says, Jesus is the firstborn of all creation. Everything was created through Him and for Him. He existed before anything else. And He holds all creation together. So when you think of the bread of life, when you think about Jesus, realize that Jesus was in the beginning with God, and everything got started in Him, and everything finds its purpose in Him, and it's in Him that we live and move and have our being. He was there before anything came into existence, and He holds it all together right up to this moment. This is the universal Jesus, the eternal bread that gives life to the world. But maybe this cosmic Christ is too big for us to swallow in one piece. It's maybe a little hard to take a bite out of a loaf this large, and so it's better to drop down to a much more personal level and focus on Jesus as the bread of life for each of us. Maybe that's why He was born in the little town of Bethlehem, which, by the way, means house of bread. You see, Jesus is universal, but He's also very personal. Jesus is our personal bread of life. And as our personal bread, He gives us strength to face the challenges of life, the small irritations, and the huge obstacles as well. Let me ask you, have you ever been hangry? Angry. That's when you're bad-tempered or irritable as a result of being hungry. You are angry because you are hungry, and so you are hangry. If you have a teenager in the house and you're traveling somewhere, you know exactly what the word hangry means. And when you are hangry, a little snack or something else can lift your spirits and give you the strength you need to move ahead. I mean, long-distance runners know that they cannot complete an entire marathon with the fuel they have in their stomachs from breakfast. And so they have to eat along the way. They have to fuel their muscles with gel packs and power bars and other carbohydrates. And as the bread of life, Jesus gives us the help we need. He's the Word of God in human form. And so He offers us correction, and He offers us guidance, and He offers us forgiveness. He's the bread of life in human form. He gives us nourishment and strength and inspiration. And if you don't have this living bread, you can easily wear out and give up in the face of many of the challenges of life. Jesus is the one who's with us and available to us. He's able to satisfy our spiritual hunger and thirst. So in just a few minutes, we will be celebrating the Lord's Supper. And we do it on the first Sunday of every month. And the reason we do it regularly is because Jesus instructed us to do so, so that we can remember Him. But we also do it because we all need the spiritual nourishment that comes from the bread and the cup of communion. On the night when He was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it, and then He broke it in pieces and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Jesus knew that we would need the bread of life, not just once, but over and over again. And so Jesus, the bread of life, is universal. He existed before anything and holds all of creation together. And He's very personal. He came to earth in human form and did it for you and for me personally. He was sent into the world so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. And the message is surprisingly simple, and yet it is deeply profound at the same time. When you believe in Him and eat the bread of life, you receive the forgiveness you need because of your sin. When you believe in Him and eat the bread of life, you receive a new and eternal life. When you believe in Him and eat the bread of life, you receive the inspiration that you need to face the many challenges of life. When you eat the bread of life, you are nourished by the food that does not spoil, but stays good and gives eternal life. And so over the centuries, there have been many innovations in eating, from food delivery to salad making robots to baking your own bread in a little bread making machine. But all of this earthly food eventually spoils, doesn't last, and eventually it goes bad. None of it endures for eternal life. After a few days, I have to bake another bread. So only by believing in Jesus can you receive the bread of God, which gives life to the world, both universally and personally. And so today we join with the crowd around Jesus in saying, "Sir, give us this bread always." And we don't have to get in the car and go to a drive-thru to get this bread or pick up the telephone to make the request. Jesus said, "I am the bread that gives life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Jesus satisfies our deepest hunger with bread that cannot be ordered online. And today again, He invites us to take and eat. Amen. Let us pray. Lord our God, we thank You that Jesus, Your Son, is the Word who has existed forever with you, through whom all things were created. And yet you sent him down to earth to be born in a stable and to become our Savior, to become our personal Savior. Thank you, God, that he is the bread of life. And so today, as we come to celebrate communion, may the bread we take gain a whole new understanding and meaning for all of us as we realize that it is a symbol of your Son who gave his life, his body broken for our sins, so that he can become our true heavenly bread that gives us eternal life. I pray for this faith and this trust and this acceptance of your word for all of us today. In the name of Jesus, amen.